Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m. We are so excited to be with Jonte Archer today, and she is going to share a little bit about her journey and a little bit about herself, of some things that perhaps we don't know already. But Jonte, we are so excited that, and I understand that you are in a conference in Georgia right now. Can you share a little bit about what you're learning, or if you're part of the conference agenda or not?
Yeah, I am here with actually Mass Mutual. They invited us out, some of their top producers, and we're just networking and learn how to grow and collaborate with other brokers. So it's been a really great experience.
A great testament for being in the insurance business.
Absolutely.
That's going to be one of our questions later too as well. So I know a lot of times we look back, you know, in the past and think, well, gosh, I wonder if I should have done this differently, or maybe I should have done something differently. Is there anything that you can think of that you would like to share that you would have done differently in your career or even in your personal life?
Yeah, I think looking back over my life and career, one thing that I really would have done differently is collaborate with more women leaders and create a mastermind of women that I could really grow from and learn with, and that we could grow each other, essentially. I think I started this later on in life, but I believe my success has been attributed to collaboration.
Well, that's a great entree. Being as a chamber president, I can't take or pass up this opportunity to invite you to be part of the chamber. We have so many women that really could be sponsors and mentors, and I know that you could be for them too as well. So we do encourage you to get engaged. So
thank you. And
I know that we've all had many people that have helped us along the way, you know, in our childhood, you know, adulthood, even sometimes influencing us on the career choice that we make. So please share with us any mentors and sponsors that you've had in your life. And also talk about your mom and your dad and the role they played in your career choice. And also, we would love to hear if it was more of your mother or your father that influenced you in your career.
Yeah, I've had plenty of mentors and inspirations along the way. But I really do believe it's been my faith that's carried me through most of my experiences and through my growth. I had a troubled childhood. So my mother not very stable, and my father was murdered when I was younger. And so I've had family, I've had teachers, I've just had, you know, so many people who have sewn into me. But I believe it's truly my faith that has carried me through. I've had favor. And I think that that's probably the best mentor is to have God on your side.
You know, I really believe that too. I believe that God has made a path for all of us, and whether we choose that path or not, I think it's the opportunities that are put in front of us. And I really do believe that when you give back, you know, it comes back to you many times over. So I'm glad to hear that that's your same feeling. If you were had the opportunity to sit across from somebody that was really just entering the workforce, or even someone that maybe is retiring from one field and looking at going into another, what advice would you give them?
I think the advice that I would give to someone who is changing careers or entering a new career would be to let your discipline carry you where your motivation can't. I think my success in business has really been doing the hard things when I was least motivated. So at my lowest moments, to say, I have the discipline to show up every single day to make this work and to work harder. even again when I wasn't motivated.
So share with us what led you to the insurance field. What was the aha moment that said, gosh, I'm going to be a successful insurance broker?
What led me to insurance is pure fate. I had no intentions of becoming an insurance broker. In fact, I thought I would represent children in foster care for the rest of my life. I have a law degree from Pepperdine School of Law. And so that was what I was going to do. I was going to work with children in foster care. And at some point in my career, I was given a contract to review for a friend, and it was insurance related. And after just seeing how amazing the industry was and how I could still use my legal background to, because we're dealing with contracts every single day, but to make it plain and help communities of color and those who weren't very well versed in insurance and financial services, that I could be someone to make it plain for them and help them create generational wealth. That was the most attractive thing to me. And that's why I got into insurance.
Well, and I know as a woman of faith that you believe in giving back. I know there are many opportunities that you volunteer in the community, but please share how it's helped you in your career of volunteering. And you may even want to share some of the experiences that you've had that have really, given you the warm fuzzy.
Yeah. I give back to my community because the Bible says, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you have done for me. And that's Matthew 25:40-45. I just believe that serving others is a part of who I am. The more that I give and the more that I serve, the more blessed I feel. I started the She is a CEO Foundation in 2015 to help young girls realize their dreams and to promote entrepreneurship. So they have a full entrepreneurship academy. They learn about character education and just how to treat people in general, because we believe that when you give, that is truly the way to be the CEO of whatever venture you get into, of your life, in fact. And so I just think that when I give to these girls and when we pour into them, I see a bit of myself. I see what I would have wanted to be poured into me. And so, again, I get to be a part of that organization every day. So when I'm low in spirits or when I'm just feeling like I said, when that motivation isn't there, I look to these girls and they pour into me just as much as we pour into them.
That's great. Well, I would love to hear more about that organization and how we might partner, because I know we do a lot of the similar things with our members and in the community. So I would love to hear a little bit more about growing up. Did you grow up here in Houston, or did you move around a lot with your family? And really, if you did move from somewhere else, why did you choose Houston?
I grew up in Houston, Texas. So I tell people I grew up in Sunnyside, South Park, and Third Ward, Houston, because my family did move around a lot. We grew up with little beans, and so I did go from home to home. I even lived in Phoenix and Cleveland at one point in my life. I went off to law school at Pepperdine, and I thought I would be a Californian, but it didn't work out that way. Houston brought me home, and I just love this city. And so it's the only place that I want to raise my family. And it's been good to me. I feel like I've grown up and had mentors here and really built the community that I want to see in the world.
Ah, well, you mentioned your family. So do you have children, boys or girls?
Yes, I have one son. His name is John Christopher. And he is the love of my life. He is just the most spirited, beautiful little boy. And I'm just so proud to be a mom. It's something that I didn't think would happen for me. I waited a little later in life to have children. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for him. He is my motivation. And I can't believe how blessed I am to be his mom.
That's great. Well, I know that we think a lot about, you know, how we want to be remembered. And have you thought about what you want your legacy to be and how we'll remember Jonte?
I have thought about my legacy, and I really want a legacy of having uplifted and encouraged other women and girls to live out their dreams. I would hope that the women whose lives I have impacted will feel like they were better off for having known me.
Well, it sounds like you probably have already achieved that. So congratulations, and thank you so much for sharing your beliefs. I know this conversation is going to inspire a lot of women. And in closing, too, we would love for you to talk a little bit about what you see in the next 10 years of your life. Are you going to stay in the same industry, or do you think that retirement is looking like, in your 60s, 70s, but just to share a little bit about what you're planning for your future.
Yeah, for the future, I just see more collaboration, more growth, more scaling, more helping other women achieve their dreams. I think that, you know, the more that I'm, you know, achieving my own dreams, I just want to reach back and make sure that other women get more opportunities. I see so many opportunities that are still waiting for me. And so I don't know if I'll ever stop. I think retirement is one of those things that you kind of feel it when you get there, but I can't see myself ever stopping. I feel like I'm always learning, always growing, and there's always another woman or girl I can take along for the ride.
I guess that really does play into the adage that, you know, if you're passionate about what you do, it's really not work. So even though I know there are days when it is work, but we're so happy that you chose Houston and that you're here to stay. And we look forward to meeting your little boy. I hope you'll bring him to the conference. We always encourage children to be there because you just never know what's going to influence them too as well. And especially to see their mom up on stage being recognized.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's one word. I know there's so many adjectives that could describe Jonte, but please share with us one word if you had to pick one that best describes you as a breakthrough woman.
I think if I had to choose one word to describe me, it would be servant. I feel like I am here to serve, and that's where all my blessings flow. So I think that is one thing that I would say about myself.
And I know Keisha Porch nominated you. So as we leave, would you like to say thank you to her?
Absolutely. I would love to say thank you to Keisha Porch for nominating me for this amazing award. What you see in me, I'm just grateful to be a blessing and to help other people reach their potential. So it is so amazing that you see or you saw something special in me. You're a great friend, and I just appreciate this so much. Thank you.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.